98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Did you get a letter from the city of Oshkosh about lead water service lines? Here's what you need to know. James Robbie, Oshkosh Director of Public Works, said about 16,000 Oshkosh residents found letters in their mailbox this month, but they aren't meant to alarm anyone.
At this point in time, there's nothing that is required to be done. It is an annual notification requirement, so if you do nothing, you will continue to get these letters every year.
The city mailed three versions of the letter to water customers. One told customers that a confirmed lead water service line is at their residence. One said that galvanized pipe was confirmed at their residence and would need to be replaced. The third version of the letter said it's unknown what type of service line pipes are at the address.
You know, of those almost 16,000 letters, a little over 6,700 of those had an unknown material.
Robbie recommends that residents with unknown pipes call the City Water Distribution Division, which will send someone to check the pipes for free. For residents who have either lead water service lines or galvanized pipes, Robbie says it's not right now, but the time will come when they have to be replaced. And he added that there are programs to help property owners with the expense of replacing the lead service lines.
I think the biggest thing with the financial assistance programs, we don't know when they're going to run out. We don't know when they're going to stop. At this point in time, we do know we've got money for the two programs.
Residents who want to apply or who have questions about financial assistance programs are encouraged to reach out to the Public Works Department. For information and the complete interview with Robbie, see our story at WISS.fm. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And for the 35th year, a celebration is planned in the Fox Cities. The event starts at 6 o'clock this evening at the Lawrence University Memorial Chapel. Dr. Sam Coleman, an assistant superintendent for Oshkosh Area School District, will be the keynote speaker. The event also features performances by members of the Lawrence University dance team and Afrofusion, the Amelade Academy, the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Choir, and Sam Thousand. The event also includes the MLK Educator Awards, recognizing educators in the area who exemplify service, equity, and unity throughout the Fox Cities. A former assistant district attorney for Waupaca County was committed to the state mental health facility for 8 months after being convicted of 4 counts related to threats made to a judge. However, Ben Salagi, 44, was found not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Under this plea deal, Salagi pleaded guilty Wednesday to 4 misdemeanor counts. The felony count of threatening a judge was dismissed but read into record. The plea deal avoids a trial that would have taken place in February. A free premiere of John McGivern's Main Streets Oshkosh episode will happen at the Grand Oshkosh tomorrow night. Sponsored by PBS Wisconsin, Wisconsin Public Radio, and Discover Oshkosh, the event begins with a cocktail hour at 5 and the episode premieres at 6. While free to the public, registration is recommended at pbswisconsin.org/events. This episode kicks off the 5th season of McGivern's show that travels the Upper Midwest, celebrating the people, attractions, history, and businesses of each community. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to increase the criminal penalties for those using artificial intelligence to harass or scam people. The proposed bill was introduced by State Senator Sarah Kieski. It would make it a misdemeanor to create and post AI deepfakes to harass people and a felony to use deepfakes to defraud someone of money. AI experts are encouraging people to improve the security of their own devices and login information by using two-factor authentication whenever possible, or even by coming up with a code word for friends and families in emergencies. 2 constitutional amendments got public hearings this month at the state capitol. One would strengthen protections for the right to bear arms. Another would curb the governor's partial veto power. Constitutional amendments need to pass through 2 consecutive sessions of the legislature before being put to voters. And if voters sign off on them, they can't be vetoed by the governor. Both measures still need full approval from the state legislature, but if approved there, they could appear on the ballot this November. The Small Business Development Center at UW-Oshkosh is teaming up with the Fox Cities Chamber to offer free guidance to business owners looking to grow their small businesses and those considering starting a business. Office hours are from 10:30 to 3 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month. The next office hours are tomorrow. To schedule an appointment, visit foxcitieschamber.com and the Chamber Events page. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20, so we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little blowing snow this morning, then mostly sunny here through the day today. Our high right around 5 above, but that wind out of the west at 15 to 25 will keep the wind chill below zero through the day today, so bundle up. Tonight, partly cloudy, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 9 above with more light snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.